然后今天是我在这里讲但以理书最后的一堂。
This is the last lesson on the book of Daniel.
你发觉到但以理书一共有十二章。
You have noticed that there are a total of 12 chapters for the book of Daniel.
啊，但是今天我才来到第六章。
But I'm going to stop here at Daniel chapter 6.
那么如果以后有机会我会继续讲第六章到十二章。
And if there is an opportunity later, I will continue to go through chapter 12.
然后下个星期我所要讲的就是约翰一书。
The next week, I'm going to begin to preach on First John.
所以盼望你能够回家读约翰一书。
So hopefully you can go home and read.John.
因为约翰一书才有五章。
Because First John only has five chapters.
我想半个小时应该可以把它读完。
And I think you can finish it in half an hour.
所以下个星期啊，每一个人要读约翰一书。
So for this coming week, everyone needs to read First John.
啊，因为下个星期我就开始约翰一书。
Because beginning next week, I will be preaching on that book.
啊，我们今天的经文是第六章第一节到第十五节。
The scripture from today is Daniel chapter 6 verses 1 to 15.
我请方辉弟兄上来念今天的经文。
Elliot will read it for us.
我们只是看中啊，如果你英文圣经，你就跟着看。
Please follow in your English Bible.
Daniel 书第六章第一节到第十五节。第一节，大力乌随心所愿，第120个总督治理中国，又在他们以上立总长三人，但以理在其中，使总督在他们三人面前回顾事务，免得王受亏损。因这但以理有美好的灵性，所以显然超乎其余的总长和总督，王又想立他治理中国。那时总长和总督寻找但以理复国的把柄，为要参他，只是找不着他的错误过失，因他忠心办事，毫无错误过失。那些人便说，我们要找参着但以理的把柄，除非在他神的律法中就寻不着。于是总长和总督纷纷聚集来见王，说愿大力乌王万岁。国中的总长、钦差、总督、谋士和巡抚彼此商议，要立一条坚定的禁令，30日内不得不拘任何人。若在王以外，或向神，或向人求什么，就必扔在狮子坑中。王呐，现在求你立这禁令，加盖玉玺，使禁令绝不更改。照马代和波斯人的例，是不可更改的。于是大力乌王立着禁令加盖玉玺，但以理知道禁令盖了玉玺，就到自己家里，他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次双膝跪在他神面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。那些人就纷纷聚集见但以理在他神面前祈祷恳求，他们便进到王前提王的禁令，说王啊，30日内不拘何人，或在王以外，或向王神，或向人求什么，必被扔在狮子坑中。王不是有这禁令上盖了玉玺？王回答说，实有这事，照马代夫波斯人的令是不可更改的。他们对王说，王啊，那被掳是犹大人中，但以理不理你，遵你盖了玉玺的禁令，他竟一日三次祈祷。王听见这话，就甚愁烦，一心要救但以理，筹划解救他，直到日落的时候，那些人就纷纷聚集来见王，说：王啊，当知道马代人和波斯人有力，凡王所立的禁令和谕令都不能更改。
如果我给你1000万的话，必须要你 放弃或者做一些东西，你愿意做哪一些东西？
If I'm going to give you $10 million, but you have to give up something, what would you give up?
1000万是很多的钱。
$10 million is a lot of money.
那么根据一个调查，有25%的美国人愿意放弃他们的家庭。
And according to a survey, 25% of Americans is willing to give up their family.
也有25%的人愿意啊，刚才是25%啊，啊，也有人愿意就是也有25%的人愿意放弃教会。
And 25% also want to give up their church.
哦，23%的人愿意在短期内成为娼妓。
And 23% is willing to temporarily become a prostitute.
那16%的人愿意放弃他美国的国籍。
16% is willing to give up their citizenship as American.
那16%的人愿意离开他们的配偶。
And then 16% is willing to leave their spouse.
那么正直的人在现今的时代真的是不容易找到。
A person with integrity is very difficult to find nowadays.
那么为了自己的利益，他们愿意做不道德的事情。
And for their own gain, they are willing to do some immoral things.
他们也愿意做一些对不起自己良心的事情。
And they are also willing to do something that is against their conscience.
前任的 Illinois 的州长。
The ex-governor for Illinois.
他尝试把奥巴马总统的所空缺的上议院职位拿来拍卖。
He was willing to sell the Senate seat for Then Senator Obama to sell the seats.
那么这只不过是一个例子。
So this is only an example.
那么这种事情多得很。
These kind of things happen all the time.
那么在世界上每一个国家的政治领域里面，很难找到一个正直的人。
And in the government arena, in all over the world, it's very difficult to find a person.
我们发觉到贪污的事情多得又多。
And that we know that corruption happens a lot.
那么很多人不能够抗拒那些把那个钱放在他们面前。
A lot of people cannot resist money that are placed in front of them.
那么特别是一个很大的数目。
Especially when the money is of a large sum.
那么什么是一个国家、一个社会和文化最重要的东西？
So what is the most important for society, for culture, or for country?
那么有人说是教育或者知识。
Some people say it may be education or knowledge.
那么说的这种东西都很重要。
Yes, these are important.
那么也有人说是健康或者财富。
Some people may say it is health or it is wealth.
但是一个很少提到的就是一个正直。
But very few mention.
是的，正直的人很难找到。
Yes, it is difficult to find a person with integrity.
我们圣经里面有一个正直的人。
But in the Bible, there is one a person of integrity.
也就是但以。
And it is Daniel.
所以当这个巴比伦王国灭亡之后
，So after the destruction of Babylon,
那么马代人大流士就成为这个马代波斯王国的国王。
So the kingdom was taken over by King Darius.
所以这个大流士王就立了120个这个总长来总督来治理这个国家。
So King Darius appointed 120 satraps to govern his kingdom.
然后他也在这些总督面前立了3个总长。
And then above the satraps there are 3 administrators.
然后其中的总长就是但以理。
And one of them.
所以这位王需要这些总长来协助他来管理这个国家。
So this king needed these satraps to help him govern the country.
所以当王挑选这些总长的时候
，So when the king picked the satraps,
我相信他认识但以理这个人。
I'm sure he know of Daniel.
那但以理在那个时候已经年老了。
And at that time, Daniel is an elderly man.
那么可能是七八十岁吧。
He may be about 70 years old.
但以理这个人，他有丰富的治理国家的经验。
Daniel has rich experience in ruling a country.
因为他从年轻的时候就协助好几位王，在协助他王管理国家。
Because from a young age on, he has assisted several kings in kings.
所以但以理得到这个王，包括大流士王的信任。
So he has gained the trust of all these kings, including Darius.
那么但以理这个人是一个很有学问的人。
Daniel is a person full of knowledge.
并且是一个很有聪明智慧的人。
He's also a very wise man.
那么除此之外，他是一个拥有一个很少人见的一个品德，就是正直，就是正直。
He also has this special characteristic that not a whole lot of people have, and it is integrity.
那么圣经讲到但以理所拥有的是那些总长没有的。
The Bible says what Daniel had is what the satraps lack.
所以我想王知道这点。
So I'm sure that the king knows about this.
所以他才立但以理来治理整个国家。
And that's why he had made him one of the administrators.
我们圣经也讲到但以理是个有美好灵性的人。
The Bible also says Daniel is also a spiritual man.
那么除了有这个丰富的治国经验。
Not only does he have this rich experience in ruling a country.
有学问，有智慧。
He has knowledge and has wisdom.
但是但以理是一个正直的人。
He is also a man of integrity.
那么如果要把国家治理好的话，必须要找一个正直的人。
If you want a country to run right, you must have a person of integrity.
那么因此王很想委任但以理来管理整个国家。
And so the king really wanted Daniel to rule his country.
所以王的想法就带来给这些总长和种族的这不满。
So the way the king is wishing brought forth the jealousy of all from the satraps.
那么于是他们就想办法如何寻求但以理的把柄。
And so they tried to find a way to catch Daniel doing something wrong.
有时好人真的是不容易做。
Sometimes it is not easy to be a good man.
因为你是一个好人，反而会给别人害。
Because you're a good man, sometimes other people will harm you.
我在工程界工干的时候。
When I was working in the engineer firm.
有时候我会听到某某工程师被人陷害。
I would often hear of another engineer.Being set up.
因为他按照这些规条来行事。
Because he worked by the rules.
因为他的做法使到很多人不满。
And because he worked by the rules, it causes a lot of displease from his core.
所以就想办法把他除去。
And so they will try to find a way to get rid of him.
那么圣经里面讲到但以理这个人有美好的灵性。
The Bible mentions Daniel is a man of good.
那么换句话说，神的灵与但以理同在。
In other words, God's spirit was with Daniel.
那么但以理是一个正直的人，因为神的灵掌管他的生命。
Daniel is a man of integrity because the Holy Spirit is in control in his life.
但以理与神有一个密切的关系。
Daniel has a close relationship with God.
那么这个关系，我们可以在但以理的祷告生活里面看到。
We can see how close this relationship is through the way he lives.
今天的经文有讲到但以理一天祷告三次。
In the scripture we just read, it says Daniel prayed three times a day.
所以我们看到但以理的正直是建立他与神之间那种关系。
And so we see that Daniel's integrity is built on his relationship with God.
但以理跟神的关系不是公开的。
And his relationship with God is not an open business.
他每一天在神的面前祷告三次。
He prayed three times a day.
所以因为这个关系，这个真理就从但以理的生命流露出来。
And because of this relationship, truth was then emitted from his life.
所以但以理的私人生活。
And Daniel's private life.
影响到他在众人面前的生活。
Billy Graham
是近代教会历史里面一个被受尊敬的一个人。
Billy Graham is one who are well respected.
那么 那他的生命影响了千千万万的人。
He has great influence over thousands of people.
他的影响不只是他能够把福音广传天下。
His influence is not limited to that he can spread the gospel through the whole world.
他的正直影响了不少人。
But his integrity has influenced many people.
他得到世人包括总统、女王和世界领袖的尊敬。
He earned the respect of government, of kings, queens, and presidents.
原因是什么？
What's the reason?
因为他是一个正直的人。
It's because he is a man of integrity.
Billy Graham 这个人与神有一个很密切的关系。
Billy Graham has a very close relationship with God.
他说了一句话。
He said something.
他说我可以告诉你神是活的。
He said, I can tell you God is alive.
因为今天早上我刚跟他谈过话。
Because I've just finished a conversation with him this morning.
我 Billy Graham 的正直是出于他与神之间那种关系。
His integrity comes forth from his relationship with God.
那么同样的但也有美好的灵性。
Similarly, Daniel had a good spiritual life.
因为他跟神有一个密切的关系。
Because he had a close relationship with God.
而但以理的正直在他的生命里面表现出来。
Daniel's integrity was shown forth in his daily living.
而在看第四节的时候。
So when we look at verse 4.
那里讲到那时总长和总督寻找但以理的复活的把柄，唯要参他，只是找不着他的错误或是。因他忠心办事，毫无错误过失。
At this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent.
所以这些人设计把但以理除去。
So these people tried to get rid of Daniel.
但是又找不到他的错误。
But they could not find grounds.
那么圣经讲到，因为他办事忠心，毫无错误。
Because he is trustworthy, he was neither corrupt nor negligent.
如果他们知道国王把但以理委任成总长的话。
So if they know that the king had appointed Daniel as the administrator.
他们在王的面前就不能够贪图利己了。
Then they would not be able to try to gain for themselves.
所以他们就设法把但以理干掉。
So they wanted to get rid of him.
那圣经说但以理是一个忠心办事的人。
The Bible said Daniel is a trustworthy man.
而且是一个毫无错误过失的人。
And he is not corrupt nor negligent.
所以但以理在这个王宫里面服侍了好几个王。
And therefore Daniel had served in the palace.With several kings.
所以他做了大大小小的决定。
He has made many decisions.
那么这些事情都有记录的。
All these were recorded.
那么总长和总督们可以从这些记录中来找但以理的把柄。
Satraps and the administrators could have found records of it.
但是他们却找不到但以理的把柄。
But they were not able to find any grounds.
比如说他们可以看但以理是否曾经做过这些事情。
For example, they could see if Daniel had done this and that.
那么在公司里面是否有公司的文具用为世人的用途。
They can see if he had taken, for example, in the office paperwork to use for his own use.
或者利用公司的时间来做自己的事情。
Or to use the time in the office to do his own business.
或者用公司的电话来打长途电话。
Or to use the office phone to make a long distance call.
请病假，但是没有生病。
Calling sick, but actually you're not sick.
在上班的时候，在电脑面前上网。
Or sitting in front of the internet while you're working.
或者报账的时候报假账。
Or you report improper or extra money for billing.
那么虽然但以理不是在公司里面做工，
even though Daniel did not go to an office to go,
他是在政府机构里面做工。
He worked in the government.
他也没有电话打。
He didn't have a phone to call.
他也没有电脑来上网。
He didn't have a computer to go on the internet.
但是如果但以活在这个时代的话。
But if Daniel lived in today's time.
这些总长、这些种族也不能够找到但以理的把柄。
The satraps and administrators cannot find ground of him doing wrong.
因为但以理不会做这些事情。
Because he would not do such things.
那么圣经讲到第四节，他说：“因他忠心办事，毫无错误过失。”
In verse 4, the Bible says he is trustworthy, neither nor corrupt nor negligent.
那么首先，但以理是一个忠心办事的人。
So first of all, he is a trustworthy man.
他做事认真，忠心的服侍他的主人。
He is serious in what he does, in what he did, and he is also trustworthy to his master.
那么一个忠心做事的人会得到别人的信任。
And if you're trustworthy, you will gain the trust of others.
那么同时也反映出他不是一个随意会放弃自己的人。
And it is someone who will not give up himself easily.
哦、我在大学念书的时候有一位朋友
When I was in college, I had a friend.
我们是住在一间房子里面
Well, we all live in the same house.
然后他的名字叫做 Paul Geisler.
His name is Paul Geisler.
那当你听到 Geisler 这个名字的时候可能你曾经听过这个名
You may have heard his last name Geisler.
那么他的父亲是 Norman Geisler.
His father is Norman Geisler.
Norman Geisler 是一个相当有名的神学家。
Norman Geisler is a well-known theologian.
他也是在这个圣经辨别这个神学里面一个权威。
He's also an authority on apologetics.
那么曾经在大拉神学院教过书。
He also taught in the Dallas Seminary.
他写了一些很有名的一些书本。
He has written several books.
Norman Geisler 在他小时候的时候被邀请参加这个甲级圣经学校。
When Norman Geisler was little, he was invited to go to VBS.
所以当你邀请人来参加甲级圣经学校的时候
So when you invite people to come to VBS,
你要明白这个重要性。
You need to understand its importance.
那么自从他来参加那个甲级圣经学校之后
And so after he joined the VBS,
那么过后他就每一个星期都来参加教会的主日学。
And after that, he come every Sunday to go to Sunday school.
那么他总共参加了400次。
He went and joined for 400 times.
400次将近是半年的时间。
400 times would be about eight years long.
那么每一个星期都有一个很忠心的基督徒开着那个巴士来载他去教会。
And every week there is a faithful bus driver who would come and pick him up.
那么每一个星期 Norman Geisler 就按时到教会去参加主日学。
So every week he would be right on time, get on the bus and go to church to Sunday school.
那么只是他没有信耶稣。
Except he did not believe in Jesus.
那么最后到高中那一年
So, when he was in high school,
也就是参加教会第400次那天
and it is the day when he joined, when he had come to church the 400th time.
那么终于他接受耶稣成为他个人的救主
He finally made a decision to accept Jesus as his personal savior.
那么比如说这个开这个巴士的基督徒
For example, if this bus driver, the Christian bus driver,
那么在395那个兴起的时候，他那天说，他说，那这个孩子没有希望的，带了这么久还没有信主。
If on the 395th time he said, "Oh, this child is hopeless. He's not going to believe."
那么幸好这个开巴士的基督徒没有把这个 Norman Geisler 放弃。
So it's a good thing the bus driver did not give up on Norman.
那么圣经讲到这个但以理是一个忠心办事的人。
The Bible says Daniel was a trustworthy man.
他认真做事，他忠心的服侍他的主人。
And that he served his master faithfully.
他也不会随意的把事情放弃。
And he will not give up easily.
而但以理不只是一个忠心办事的人。
Daniel is not only a trustworthy man.
那么圣经里面也讲到他是一个 毫无错误过失的人。
The Bible says he is without corruption or negligence.
如果你看 New American Standard Bible 的话
，If you look at the New American Standard Bible，
那么它的翻译是讲到 No corruption was to be found in him。
That's the translation.
他的在他的身上没有任何的贪污。
It says there is no corruption at all on him.
但以理是一个不贪污的人。
He is not a person. He is not a corrupt person.
我想我们都知道什么叫做贪污。
I guess we all know what corruption means.
提到贪污的时候，我就想到那些政府官员。
When I thought about corruption, I thought about the people in the government.
那么他们滥用自己的权力来得到这些不该得到的利益。
They use their own power to gain something they should not have.
那么贪污是一个很古老的一个问题。
Corruption is an ancient problem.
那么不单发生在但以理的时代。
Not only did it happen during Daniel's time.
在耶稣基督的时代。
During Jesus' time.
耶稣的门徒犹大他贪污。
Jesus' disciple Judah also is corrupt.
他因为要得到那些钱财，他出卖耶稣。
Because he wanted the money, he sold his master.
那么今天贪污的事情非常的普遍。
Corruption is all over around us.
然后无论你到任何的国家，你都可以听到这个贪污的事情。
No matter where you go, what country you go, you will hear about corruption.
所以做官的人特别有机会贪污。
So people who are in high levels of government have more opportunity to be corrupt.
因为他们有权力。
Because they have the power.
他们利用他们的权力来得到这些不义之财。
They use the power to obtain things they shouldn't have.
那么圣经讲，但以理不是这种人。
The Bible said Daniel was not such man.
他毫无错误过失。
He has no corruption or negligence.
他没有利用自己的权力来得到这些不义之财。
He did not use his power to obtain these things.
我记得上个星期但以理在这个过底沙沙王的面前讲解这个墙上的那个字的时候。
Remember last week when Daniel explained the words on the wall to King Bathsheba.
因为但以理能够理解墙上所写的字。
Because Daniel was able to understand and read the words on the wall.
因此王就在他的身上穿上这个紫袍。
The king gave him a purple robe.
在他的颈项戴上金链
gave him a necklace,
在国中位立他第三
and that he is number three in his kingdom.
但是但以理却对王错
But Daniel told the king,
他说你的赠品可以归给你自己
He said you may keep your gifts for yourself,
你的赏赐可以归给别人
and give your rewards to someone else.
我却要为你读这些文字
Nevertheless, I will read the writing for the king.
把讲解告诉我。
And tell him what it means.
可见但以理是一个不贪婪的人。
You can see Daniel is not a greedy person.
所以我们看到这些总长、这些总督抓不到但以理的把柄。
So we can see the satraps and administrators were not able to find ground for his wrong.
所以他们就利用其他的方法来把但以理除去。
So they use something else.Other method to get rid of him.
他们没有办法在但以理的工作或者职分上找到他的把柄。
They cannot find any wrong in what he does in his office.
而圣经讲，他们却在他的信仰上找他的把柄。
But then they try to turn to his religion.
所以他们就在王的面前设计了一个禁令。
So they set up a decree for the king.
他们说所有的人包括总长还有总督必须在三十天内求告这位王。
He said anybody should pray to king only for the next 30 days.
也就是好像把这位王当作神一样来拜。
So it's just like they listed the king as God.
那么如果有人不求告这位王的话
And if anybody who did not come before you to pray,
所有的人就会扔在狮子坑里面。
The person will be thrown in the lion's den.
所以这个禁令得到王的允许。
So this edict was enforced.
并且加盖一纸。
And that it was sealed.
那么但以理知道这个禁令已经盖了一纸。
And when Daniel knows that this edict has been enforced.
但是当我们看圣经的时候
，But as we look at the Bible，
我们看到但以仍然在家里面开着窗口朝向耶路撒冷，一天三次向神祷告。
Daniel still do it, open his window, face Jerusalem and kneel down and pray three times.
那么但以理知道他要所要面对的后果。
Daniel know the consequence he has to face.
也就是被扔在狮子坑里面。
And it is to be thrown in the lion's den.
但是但以理仍然在神的面前一天三次的祷告。
But Daniel continued to pray before God three times a day.
那么谈到信仰，但以理不会为这些事情来妥协的。
When it comes to religion, Daniel will not compromise.
我记得在但以理第一章谈到这个王给他们吃的食物。
And remember in chapter 1 of Daniel, we talk about how about the food that the king wants to give them.
因为这些食物是已经献过给偶像的。
Because this food has already been offered to idols.
如果吃的话，就违反了摩西的律法。
And if they eat it, they would have been doing something against the law of Moses.
那么同样的，如果遵守王所下的禁令。
Similarly, if he obeyed the edict from the king,
那么他就违反了神的诫命。
He would then be doing something against the law of God.
我们知道神的十诫里面第一条是什么？
We know what is the first commandment.
刚才我们唱那首诗歌，除我以外。
Just now the choir song, besides.
十诫的第一条说，除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
The Bible, the law says you shall have no other god before me.
你也不可为自己雕刻偶像。
You shall not make for yourself any idol.
你不可做什么形象，仿佛上天、下地和地底下水中的白物，不可跪拜那些像。
In the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below.
所以，但以理在神的诫命里面不能够做任何的妥协。
So in God's law, Daniel will not compromise.
他愿意被扔在狮子坑里面，也不会去拜这些偶像。
Even to the point where he will be thrown in the lion's den, he will not bow down to his idols.
所以，但以理的榜样是值得我们学习的。
So Daniel's example is good for us to follow.
单单第十节就我们可以学习很多东西。
Just in verse 10, we can learn a lot.
一天祷告三次。
He prayed three times a day.
那么他祷告的时候是跪在神的面前祷告。
And when he prayed, he kneeled down before God.
他祷告的时候是存着一种感恩的心。
And when he prayed, it is with a heart of thanksgiving.
所以但以理的祷告是值得我们学习的。
So Daniel's prayer is something we should model after.
是的，好像但以理这种人很难找到。
Yes, it is very difficult to find someone like Daniel.
正直的人非常难找到。
Very difficult to find a person of integrity.
无论我们到哪一个地方，
No matter where we go,
哪一个角落，
Any corners of the world,
我们发觉到贪污的事情非常多。
We know that corruption is everywhere.
而人为了自己的利益，
And for man's own gain,
愿意做不道德的事情，
They are willing to do immoral things,
违反自己良心的事情，
and to do something against their own conscience.
好像但以理这种人非常难找到。
Person like Daniel is difficult to find.
但是这个时代需要但以理这种人。
But in this world, we need people like that.
你和我是否愿意学习但以理的榜样？
You and I, are we willing?To follow his example.
让我们重新祷告。天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
让我们学习但以理的榜样。
Help us to follow Daniel.
让我们的生命毫无错误过失。
Help us our life to be without corruption.Or
让我们在我们的生命里面、生活里面做一个忠心办事的人。
And help us to be a trustworthy person.
也求主你帮助我们在我们的灵命上与你建立一个密切的关系。
Help us to establish a close relationship with you.
让我们的生命能反映出好像但以理一样。
So that our life can be just like Daniel's.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray thee in